Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this magnificent book, the Word of God, the owner's manual that shows us what we can do, tells us who we are, and shows us the mighty things that you've done for us. I ask you to reveal these truths to us in a mighty way today as we study the Word of the living God. Now, Father, thank you. As the Word goes out today, may you bless it and bless everything we do in the name of Jesus, the mighty name that's above every name, the name that, according to Philippians, says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Thank you for this name that we have to use, and Lord, praise you for what you've done for us as your children. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, there is so many great and awesome promises in this book, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk about several of these things today. I want to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm going to go to verse 5. I want to think about what this says here, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5 says that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance or all words and in all knowledge. Now, that in everything we are enriched by him. Not some things, not a few things, not several things, but in all things, everything we are enriched by him, Jesus, in all utterance or in all of our speaking words and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you so that you come behind in no gift. Now, we as children of God are not to become behind in no gift. Well, I wonder how many of us know what the nine gifts of the Spirit are. Now, if you don't know what the nine gifts of the Spirit are, then how in the world are you going to receive something by faith that you don't even know what's there? So, how are we going to, so that we come behind in no gift? Well, if we know what all nine of those gifts are, and we're going to talk about those in a few minutes, we can receive by faith these mighty gifts. So that, he says, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, what are we doing? We're waiting for the return of the Lord. Is he coming? Yes. When is he coming? We don't know. But we're looking. We're looking and waiting. And he says there in verse 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, who shall also confirm you unto the end that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, we are to be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ because of what Jesus did. Now, in the meantime, we need to walk holy in obedience to his word because of what Jesus did. He's going to see that we're blameless. But we need to strive to realize that all these things are ours, that we're enriched in everything, in all words, in all knowledge, and everything as we walk in obedience to God's word. So we just don't realize what is ours. Now then, I'm going to go over here and we're going to talk just a little bit about these gifts. Now then, concerning these spiritual gifts that Paul says in 1 Corinthians, we should come behind in no gifts. Well, let's go on over to chapter 12, I'll start with verse 1. He says, now concerning spiritual gifts. He would not have you to be ignorant because he wants us to know who we are and what we can do. He said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit everybody. Then he talks about these nine different gifts of the Spirit. He says, for to one is given this by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now, a word of wisdom, these are words that the Lord gives us as we work with him. This is one of these mighty gifts that we have. Now, to another, the word of knowledge. But it's given to you by the same Holy Spirit. To another, faith. Now, this is a very supernatural faith, a faith that will be given to you by the Spirit to do great and mighty supernatural things for the kingdom of God. And then another, a gift of healing. In other words, when the gift of healing comes upon you, you can touch people in the name of Jesus, and everybody you touch will get healed. It's just awesome to see that gift working. But now you can get people healed without that gift of healing. You can take the Word of God and teach them the Word of God and get many people healed without the gift of healing. But this is a gift of the Spirit, healing. And so when you touch somebody in the name of Jesus and say, be healed, they get healed. To another, the working of miracles. Now, this is a wonderful thing to have when you get to see God do this mighty thing. When you get to step into this, I've stepped into this just a few times in my life, and it is so awesome to see God do miracles. When you touch someone or speak in His name, you see someone raised from the dead or see a crushed leg healed or something like that. When you see those kind of miracles, things that nobody, see a severed brain stem put back together or a crushed skull healed. I mean, when you see these working of miracles, it's absolutely awesome. But these are gifts that the Holy Spirit puts upon us to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. And then another one of these gifts is prophecy. Now, all these gifts are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in the first dozen verses. So you need to get over there and study these and find out what's yours. So we talk about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, to another faith, and that supernatural faith to do great and mighty things, and to another the gift of healing, and to another the working of miracles, and then to another prophecy. Prophecy is one of these nine gifts. Now, it's a gift that can be given to you. If you want these gifts, you seek God, and He will give these to you. Then another one is the discerning of spirits. Now, that's a very good one to have. And it really, really is a wonderful gift to have, to be able to discern different kinds of spirits. And then he says another is the various kinds of tongues. Now, there's many different kinds of tongues, and people speak in these tongues, and then it says to another the interpretation of tongues. So a lot of churches today do not believe in any of these gifts. And some of them believe in one or two of the gifts, but not in all of them. But since Jesus put them in the Word, I don't see why we don't believe in all of them. Frankly, I have had every one of these gifts operate through me one way or another. Several of these gifts I've operated many times. I've heard many words of knowledge. I've had several words of wisdom that the Lord would speak to me and tell me something to do for someone, a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge about something or a circumstance. And then, of course, faith. I've had the gift of faith come upon me several times to see Him do great and mighty things. And then I've had the gift of healing come upon me several times. And then I've even had the gift of working of miracles come upon me a few times. And I've seen the Lord do mighty, mighty things through the working of miracles. And prophecy. I mean, you know, I can think about one time when I was in a hospital, and it was kind of awesome that I'd been over there in this hospital and I had found out what the man's problem was. And after I got him to repent and confess his sins and then believe God, and then I laid hands on him for his healing, I remember that day that the Lord spoke to me, and He told me, I mean, right out of my mouth, He said, now then, you have done everything I require in my word. Now then, in the morning, you will go through your surgery. Now, why God didn't neglect to heal him right there totally, He's God. But He said, you will go through your surgery, but you won't have a 0 to 10% chance. You'll have 100%, and you will come off of that with flying colors, and you will be totally healed. He said, now then, in 3 weeks, you will go home from the hospital, and in 2 months, you'll go back to work. And as long as you'll walk in a love relationship to me and hold no grudges against anyone, you will live to be an old, healthy man. Now, the Lord spoke that right out of my mouth. I was awestruck at that word of prophecy that the Lord spoke. But how do I know that was a word of prophecy? Because the next day the man went through this intensive surgery to remove a tumor on his esophagus that the doctors had told that they had a 0 to a 10% chance to come off the operating table alive, and yet he came through the surgery with flying colors, with no problems. And then in 3 weeks he went home from the hospital, and in 2 months he went back to work. And the man is still walking in obedience to God's word today. He is serving the Lord, and everything in his life has changed since then. So it does make a difference when you believe God. He will use you to speak a word of prophecy through your mouth. Now, I really enjoy it, and I love it when the Lord does those kind of things through my mouth. I am so grateful to be used of the King for these wonderful things. And then he says the discerning of spirits. Now, many times I've had the discerning of spirits where I can just tell what kind of spirit is there. And whenever you do have that gift given to you by the Holy Spirit, you can command a spirit to come out of the person, and you can see people get set free. Now, the various kinds of tongues. I have spoken in tongues. I don't know how many different kinds, but you do speak in tongues. I don't know if it's the same every time or something different. But when you speak in tongues, you're talking to the Lord. Now, then there is a time when you speak in tongues in the church, and when you do that, or stand up to give a word or whatever in tongues, there should be an interpreter right behind you. And usually you don't see it where that the person doing the speaking is the same one that has the interpretation. But sometimes that's true. Sometimes the same person does it all. So it just depends. The Lord tells us we are to come behind in none of these mighty spiritual gifts. So they are awesome. So you want to learn what these nine spirits are. You want to ask the Lord for these things, because he said in 1 Corinthians, we are to come behind in no gifts. And then after these gifts, there's an awesome statement that Paul told us over here in Romans 5. In Romans 5:17, in the King James, it says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now think about that. The sin of this one man, which was Adam, caused death to be king over all. But all who will take God's gift of forgiveness and acquittal, we will become kings of life because of this one man, Jesus Christ. Now then, we as children of the King, we have been given all power and all authority and all dominion over everything again on the earth, just like it was in the beginning. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has restored to us everything the devil stuck away from us in the Garden of Eden, including giving us power and authority over that devil. I'm telling you, the devil has deceived the mind of the church. He has blinded our mind to the truth, because when you get into the Word and you begin to study the Word, you find out who you are, what Jesus has done for you, and he does not want you to come behind in no gifts. He wants you to have everything, so everything belongs to us as Christians. So we need to get over this depression stuff as children of the King and start believing the Word of God and walking the abundant life. Because he said in Romans 5:17, we shall reign in life as kings, for those of us that learn these things. Give us a call, 940-242-2106, and we'll send you free and postpaid audio and video teachings. Also, go to our web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find out where we have our healing schools and order information free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus is Lord.